One outlook for technology stocks, which have seen a huge sell-off in recent months, is the party is over. Big names like Meta, Alphabet, and Twitter have lost a lot of value. And downstream from these tech giants, startups are scrambling to adjust. What once felt like a limitless stream of venture capital cash is drying up. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, good to have you.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So the tech-heavy NASDAQ is down about 25% since its peak in November, which means it is officially in bear market territory. Why are the big tech stocks getting pummeled so badly?
So many of them were priced for perfection. Think back to Netflix, which has become one of the horsemen of tech, if you will. It's had a spectacular return over the last 10 years, 12 years. We used to send the DVDs back and forth, and they successfully reinvented. They innovated into the whole house of cards. Mm-hmm. The Irishman, that whole model, which caused the entire industry, the entire film industry, to contort. And for the longest time, Wall Street just wanted to see subscriber growth. And when that came to an end, and they came out with this kind of downer of a release saying, not only are we seeing subscriptions contract, but we're going to have to start cracking down on password sharing, that just sent a chill up and down everything in technology. But keep in mind, the NASDAQ was at a high of 16,212. In March of 2009, it was at 1,700.
Yeah.
It's rode up tremendously, and things can and do correct.
Right. So what's the larger impact of those losses on the overall economy?
You have a really peculiar economy right now where inflation is still hot. You have the Federal Reserve trying to snuff out inflation with various rate hikes. You're seeing the 50 basis point, the half point rate hike, which hasn't been used in the longest time. And they're telling us that there are many more in the offing. You're mindful of oil and inflation broadly. I guess oil is at $115 a barrel. And on the margin, I guess people who felt wealthy over the last 3 or 4 years of stock and real estate values and crypto values going up, there's a wealth effect on the upswing and on the downswing. If your portfolios are marked down, you might be less apt to take a vacation. You might be less apt, if you're a company, to go out and hire as many people as you were before. You look at Twitter, Netflix, and these various other corporations and small businesses now putting hiring on ice.
Interesting. So the big tech companies are responding to this financial uncertainty. Microsoft said yesterday it plans to nearly double its budget for raises. So how well are the tech giants able to adjust to this new reality of inflation and a very competitive job market, among other things?
There are some elite engineers out there who are almost impervious to this kind of pressure, that if they feel any pressure at their company, they're engineers at Twitter and Netflix, that if suddenly they're like, well, our stock might get underpriced here, we're underwater, yes, I'm going to take that second call from Microsoft or some other cash-rich company. Maybe it's not as razzle-dazzle as a Netflix or one of these social media Web 3.0 upstarts, but it's solid money. They're going to poach me. I'll get a bonus. And, you know, Microsoft is worth, a couple of trillions of dollars, and it has so much cash on its balance sheet. And it can and will ride out this storm as it has over the past 40 years.
Now, a different story for smaller companies. Startups are laying off workers as venture capitalists hold on to cash they had been showering on unprofitable companies. What's this new reality like for the startups?
Yeah, you have your VCs coming back to you and your investors, your general partners and limited partners saying, all right, you know what? Our runway is more limited. While we might have given you 2 years before to show us that you can be cash flow positive or profitable, these guys want to exit. They want to be able to sell or IPO these companies. And if that is being put on the shelf, they're going to get antsy. They're going to cut their losses. VC is one of those businesses where you want to have a hit and maybe 20 busts, right? It's like the pharmaceutical business or the film business in Hollywood's golden years, right? So if this is all kind of truncated right now, you're going to see pressure from investors to the venture capital and private equity firms saying, you got to show me numbers now or we're cutting our losses. And this happens in every slowdown. You have risk on and risk off.
Mm. I want to also ask you about cryptocurrency, the crypto crash. Bitcoin has lost more than half its value since November. Volatility comes with the territory, but this is more than the usual dip, isn't it?
Anthony, I wish somebody could explain crypto and Bitcoin and this entire universe
you
to
and me
both. In 30 seconds or less.
Yeah.
No Bitcoin bro. I mean, the more breathless they are, I note, in Miami or in LA, the less they know about it. And in this case, this idea of stablecoin, it sounds almost Orwellian. It was supposed to hold its value. It was supposed to give you the best of both worlds, like a protection against inflation. They're supposed to be backed by assets in dollars whose fair value must be at least equivalent to the number of coins in circulation. But nobody told anyone here that if everybody runs for the exits at the same time and you see forced redemptions, a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money. Things can and do fall apart.
And, well, great. That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, as always, thank you for demystifying much of this stuff. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.